The cold front responsible for today's stormy weather is trekking off to the east, and following that front, the wind is shifting from the south to the west, and there's a pretty good push of cold air coming as well, and it's going to feel very much like March around here tonight into the day tomorrow. And with that cold air coming, there are already some lake effect snow showers that have developed, and we're going to see the chance for some scattered snow showers at times tonight into tomorrow morning. So there's certainly the possibility of some scattered accumulations of snow across the area. So don't be surprised if you see some snowflakes in the air tonight into tomorrow morning. And also don't be totally shocked if you see some snow covering the ground or perhaps covering your car or back deck when you wake up first thing in the morning. The wind is going to be gusty as well. It'll be breezy enough that there's at least the chance for some limbs to come down or some branches. So there's the potential for some scattered power outages tonight. And even tomorrow is going to be rather gusty. Lows tonight, well, they're going to be pretty cold as they drop back into the 20s and low 30s across much of the area. We will see the wind make it feel even colder with wind chill values in the single digits and teens. So that's definitely a winter-like feel. And tomorrow is going to be a cold April day. Basically, it'll feel much more like, say, an early March type day tomorrow, with highs running largely in the upper 30s to low and mid 40s tomorrow afternoon. And with the wind, it is going to feel colder than that. And even the wind tomorrow will be gusty enough that there's at least the potential for some power outages. We'll see clouds and sun trend a little bit brighter through the day, and there is that chance for some leftover snow showers, especially tomorrow morning. And then on Thursday, we'll see another storm approach from the south that may bring some wet weather, mainly from the I-90 corridor south, late in the day Thursday. Some of that rain will fall Thursday night into Friday morning. Then things should clear out during Friday afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, lows in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some morning snow showers, windy and cold, a high of 36 to 44. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, lows in the 20s, some teens in the mountains, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some morning snow showers, windy and cold, a high of 36 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, a low of 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of morning snow showers or flurries, windy and cold, a high of 40 to 45. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, mainly from Albany south, highs in the 40s to near 50, and on Friday, some morning rain followed by afternoon clearing with a high around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.